A long-awaited report on the European Union's economy has warned Europe will continue to fall behind the US and China unless it makes radical changes. The proposals laid out in the report would require between 750 billion and 800 billion euro in additional funding each year. The report was written by the former president of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi. Mr. Draghi warned earlier this morning that the EU faced tougher export conditions as more countries introduced protectionist measures.
For the first time since the Cold War, we must genuinely fear for our self-preservation. And the reason for a unified response has never been so compelling. And I am confident that in our unity, we will find the strength to reform.
Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, has more on this story and he joins us now. Tony, Mr. Draghi, with a stark warning earlier today. What does his report tell us about the state of the European economy?
Well, Cian, it essentially says that Europe has been falling behind both the US and China in terms of productivity and economic growth. And this decline is going to get worse unless serious measures are taken. And he has framed this as an existential challenge for Europe, one which needs a completely new industrial strategy. Now, what he's talking about in terms of headline figures is up to 800 billion euro per year being spent to boost productivity and growth. Now, that's around 5% of GDP. And as he pointed out, we haven't seen figures of investment like that since the 1960s and 70s. It's even higher than the investment of the US Marshall Fund after the Second World War. So that gives you a sense of the scope that he says is needed.
Tony, we have that line reconnected again. We were talking about Mario Draghi's report, and actually in his comments, he was saying for the first time since the Cold War, we must genuinely fear for our self-preservation. What did he mean by that? What solutions was he putting forward?
Well, I think he's saying that the European social model as we know it and, you know, the future of European pensions, for example, with an ageing society, and the fact that Europe has a war on its eastern borders and is facing migration challenges, that all of those challenges are going to need a huge amount of investment to address. So we're talking about common energy infrastructure, joint defence procurement, of course, the green transition, digitalisation. All of that is going to cost money. Now, the point is, where does that money come from? Yes, he says, of course, member states are going to have to pitch in more each year, but we're going to also have to perhaps unleash what are called the capital markets, some trillions of euro that European savers keep in bank accounts without actually investing that money. So this is a very broad and spirited, I suppose, call to arms for the European economy. And he's essentially saying, you know, we can't maintain the model that we have if things stay the way they are.
Separate to this, Tony, Ursula von der Leyen will announce her cabinet on Wednesday. Do we have any idea what it could look like?
Yeah, on Wednesday morning, she is going to meet the leaders of the main political groups in the European Parliament. And after that, she's going to unveil the new European Commission. It's been a source of huge speculation here in Brussels over the past couple of weeks. And that's a balancing act she has to make between the bigger political groups in Europe and East-West considerations. Of course, the big gender issue as well, which has been a very thorny question for her. We are not sure when the individual nominees, including Michael McGrath, the Irish nominee, are going to be told what portfolio they get. But I think we are looking at a real pecking order here in terms of the political preeminence of the European People's Party, which got the best result in the European elections. You know, they're going to be angling for the top jobs. Michael McGrath, I suspect something like research and innovation would be something he would be content with. It is an economic portfolio, not one of the bigger ones, but that's where some of the speculation is looking at the moment. But again, we're not going to get the full picture until Wednesday morning.
Tony.